So, Kunal, when I was a young boy, my mom took a candy. She didn't want me to eat. She thought I would get a toothache, so she put the candy in a drawer. She locked it for 3 weeks. You know what happened after 3 weeks?
You madly were waiting for the candy to be eaten with more candies?
No. Then. I bought another candy before that only. Listen, you can't keep Formula One away from us. That's candy for us. There were 3 weeks of no Formula One action.
I will hold you to that analogy.
Okay, just hold on. I want to start the music. Now the analogy.
Are you indicating you're going to buy another Formula One?
No, but I don't want to end up looking at NASCAR and MotoGP and stuff like that. Yeah, I want my Formula One back.
It will be back, Rishi. Just, we got to be a little patient. We got to let Formula One have its own time by itself, away from the media glare and the televisions and everything else that we used to follow.
Why can't they just get done with the races and then take that break? I mean, why?
So they have got done with 11 races and now they've probably taken the break. This is the time.
Why the break?
Well, this is called the mid-season shutdown or the factory shutdown. It's a mandatory break. It happens in the month of August every year. And there are a couple of reasons, very important reasons why they've taken the break. First reason is, of course, the F1 personnel keep traveling every fifth day or sixth day in a new country, in a new city, away from family, etc.
Yeah.
So this is their time to go back home and, you know, chill with the family, have a few barbecue parties, etc. Go, you know, just basically spend more time with their family. Than,
make sure their wives are not cheating on them. And stuff.
Well, yes, well, yes or no. With their family than with the Formula One family. So that's the humanitarian reason, if I may put it that way. The second reason, which of course a Formula One fan will understand far better, is cost cutting. Everything is shut. The factory is sealed literally. You can't reply to emails. You can't do any work on your car whatsoever for these 3 weeks.
Did you just say you can't reply to emails?
Yes, that's true.
How does FIA monitor that?
Frankly, it's a mutual agreement between all the teams because all of them need to save costs and all of them need to, you know, go down this route of trying to be as liberal with their expenses. So it's a mutual understanding between them and there is no scrutineering that happens.
Okay, I am Renault's aerodynamic engineer. You can't stop me from thinking. You can't stop me from drawing on the board. How can you stop me from doing that?
I can't stop you from thinking. I can't stop you from drawing on a piece of paper. Okay, but the implementation of paper to wind tunnel to the car can only happen after the factory shutdown is over.
And do they have cameras everywhere?
No, it's just mutual and Formula One needs this, so let's enjoy it. It's just you and me who keep going mad about it and keep talking about it. So let's, the way we enjoy this.
Okay, my man Kunal Shah over here thinks that me Rishi Kapoor mad, me Rishi Kapoor don't understand what's the benefit of a break like that. What's the biggest benefit of a break like that?
You mean for fans?
Yes.
The biggest benefit is the races before and after and a few races in the year become double headers. Like you had Germany and Hungary together. We'll have Spa and Monza together, etc. So it's balancing the equation, as they call it in the matrix.
I buy that. That's my man, Kunal Shafi. My name is Rishi Kapoor. We're still looking at this little break that we've had. It's a month-long break. And when we come back, there's going to be a lot of action. But what also happens in the break is a lot of gossip. Gossip, gossip, gossip. That's my section. So Pirelli says that they want to be the only tire supplier in Formula One, which means someone else has pitched to FIA and Bernie is thinking about it. Pirelli says if next year or the year after we are not the sole suppliers of Formula One, we'll quit.
There are two distinct views. First is, why not have a tire war, much like you have engine manufacturers fighting and you have, you know, every other system probably in Formula One which is not standardized. Okay, why do you have a standard control tire? But the way I see it, we've had a great time with Pirelli this year. We've had unpredictable results. Maldonado's won and so has Rosberg, etc. I somewhere feel the tire war gets unbiased and biased towards a few teams, like it did, you know, during Bridgestone and Michelin. Teams end up spending a lot of money on things they probably don't need to, just because they know the tire is critical to make them go faster.
I used to love Bridgestone. They used to make tires for Michael Schumacher. Michael won all the time. Please get Bridgestone back.
Yes, but they spent millions of euros just trying to develop a tire for Schumacher. Here, it's about saying everything is allowed except for a tire, which we are giving you is a standard tire. Optimize it, maximize it, and go racing. And that's what probably Alonso is best at doing.
Oh, okay, I'll give you this one. But you'll have to give this one to me. Next year, there's not going to be an in-season testing. If there was no in-season testing this year, Alonso would not be having a winning car right now. That's a catch.
Testing is always one of the most debated topics in Formula One, cost related issues and who's spending how much, etc., is always spoken. The way I see it, you know, it's good that testing is regulated, so we have seen Formula One teams operate on top most efficiency irrespective of the in-season test. You know, as long as they get 15 days of testing in the year, I don't see the teams complaining. And I'm guessing the fans don't mind it as well, you know, as long as there's racing happening all the time.
Last but not the least, Chevrolet has signed up with Manchester United for a multi-million dollar deal.
General Motors entering football, they're becoming the t-shirt sponsor. 560 million is what they're putting on the table.
And you must be wondering why we put this up in our blog. Is that because with that kind of money, you could have owned your own Formula One team. Or at least half of it.
Yes, probably half of it, I'd say. But yeah, you know, it's important we discuss it on our blog, because suddenly it seems like all these big brands in this time of, you know, global recession have the money but are not choosing Formula One as the vehicle for, you know, their sponsorships. Probably it's time for a lot of teams to worry, I'd guess. Which telecom operator do you subscribe to?
Are you trying to spy on me, Sherlock Holmes?
Let me tell you, you are the biggest Michael Schumacher fan, or at least you claim to be.
Yay!
I hope you're on Airtel, because that could really get you a chance to meet Michael Schumacher.
What? Is that really possible?
That is possible. Airtel and Mercedes AMG Petronas have tied up for the Indian Grand Prix. Okay. So Airtel logos will appear on the car and the driver helmets and suits, etc. But the better part of the deal,
yes,
is Airtel subscribers will get exclusive content access of the Mercedes AMG team on their mobile networks, etc., etc., chance to buy merchandise, and eventually a chance to meet Michael Schumacher and Nico Rosberg.
Oh, that's a package deal. I am really, really happy about it. I'm going to change my SIM card straight away. And Airtel, if you're listening, we've just mentioned you. So, hey, that's really hunky-dory, brother. that's a great thing for an Indian fan.
So, the first big news of the Indian Grand Prix is the Airtel Mercedes AMG tie-up.
Yes, the tickets are up for sale. You should book your air tickets now, because it's really, really expensive back in the Diwali days where the Grand Prix actually happens. Last but not the least, you want to say this? I don't want to say this.
Naren Karsikeyan and HRT are promoting the sport of Formula One in Kerala.
They have the money to do it.
Well, it's being funded by the government of Kerala, etc. I know you'll say, why don't they just bring a new wings package if they had the money to do it? As long as it's funded, it's good for the Indian Formula One fans. He's going to be driving in Thiruvananthapuram.
Okay.
So, an appeal out to all our listeners from that part of the country. If they're going, they can click pictures, they can take videos.
With an HRT.
with Naren. Okay, let me... With Naren. Come on, let's face it. Naren branded content will be good fun. He will be promoting the sport. So, well, let's be neutral about it. Come on, Rishi, once.
Okay, what you do is you go there, take pictures, tag us in it, and then we'll comment saying LOL.
Yeah, but click pictures, click, you know, videos, capture them, share it with us. We'll put it up on our blog. We'll put it up on iSport as well. And why not? Let's spread the word.
Let's tell these people, wherever we've said bad things about Naren, we've got hate mail. I've got hate.
It's you who said bad things. Come on, let's be frank about it.
This is when you stop being my friend. Yeah. Man, Formula One, please come back. We need something to talk about.